The body of former Shining Path leader Abimael Guzmán remains in the morgue for now. Hated by so many in Peru, branded a terrorist and genocidal, his death became the subject of debate for nearly a week. Authorities denied his wife, Elena Iparraguirre, also serving a life sentence for terrorism, permission to decide his fate. Instead, President Pedro Castillo enacted a bill tailor-made for Guzmán in Congress that orders his cremation.
For national security, the public prosecutor's office will cremate the corpses of leaders of terrorist organizations or those who committed crimes of treason.
Guzmán led an armed conflict that lasted 2 decades and left more than 60,000 Peruvians dead. Many of his followers were imprisoned, but some still support his ideals. If one dies, this remains in others, and this will never be erased, said Guzmán, convinced his legacy would live on. Many Peruvians worry that he won't be forgotten.
I do not believe his death will solve the problem of terrorism, because there will still be people who will follow his thinking.
The rebel leader had a dominant presence in the country for the past 40 years. Authorities want to prevent followers creating a shrine for pilgrimage. Many people say they want Guzmán's ashes to be dumped beyond the 200 miles of Pacific Ocean that belong to Peru. But the question for many is, would that end the chapter of Abimael Guzmán? Lurgio Gavilán joined the Shining Path when he was 12. At 14, he was captured in the battlefield. He turned his life around and now works as a professor. He says Guzmán's death is not the most important issue and believes the country is still in a phase of post-traumatic stress from the armed conflict.
We carry our suffering inside, the trauma of the horror we live through, and those wounds don't just heal. We need to talk frankly, sincerely, and acknowledge and recognize the victims.
The Truth and Reconciliation Commission says Guzmán is responsible for most of the killings, but thousands also died in the hands of the army and police. Authorities say the location of his ashes will remain a secret, as thousands of Peruvians continue to cope with a painful past. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.